This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Passantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now here's the host of your show, Josie Passantino.
Hello, everyone. Hello, world. You are listening to me inside of your computers tonight. Thank you so much for listening live to the Josie Show. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in. Yes, and make sure if you're not logged into the chat room, sign in because we're always having fun in the chat room. That's where Alan does his best jokes, in the chat room. And also, you can ask questions that I could ask live to our guest tonight. Speaking of guests, we have two of the most amazing guests here. Yes, today I will have joining me two great music artists, Mark Bray and Rod Richmond. And also, I want to mention that this week on Josie's Hard Country, my guest will be the outstanding singer-songwriter Michelle Lee. So tune in on Sunday, April 29th for that show, my second show, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. And you could tune into that show at www.thesouthernstar.com. Org. I know it's confusing because I have the Josie Show and I have Josie's Hard Country. Yes, I know it can get confusing. Tons of links. But for that show, it's thesouthernstar.org. And it's fun. Get your popcorn on. Get a nice beverage. Beverage for your age. So, yes. Age-appropriate beverages. And now Alan is having fun with the sound effects. Thank you, Alan. So now it looks like our first guest tonight has arrived. I'm getting the thumbs up that he has. Okay, cool. So please help me welcome amazing artist Mark Bray to the show.
Hey, Josie, how are you?
I am doing amazing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really happy to be here. I'm really excited and honored to be on your show.
I am honored to get to talk to you because you are super, super talented, and we have some songs of yours to play tonight, and I get to chat with you, and everyone could get to know you a little better. It's
good.
Always fun. Awesome, awesome. So first to start off, so everyone can get to know you a little better, how old were you when you first started singing and doing everything that you're doing?
Well, first time, I guess, I got my first guitar right towards the end of high school, and I started, you know, when everybody gets to that point where they can play, you know, kind of good enough where they can actually sing at the same time. I guess I was probably around 18 or so. And from there, I just, you know, I was really big into Garth Brooks at the time, and it kind of seemed like the way to go and learn all his songs. And so I guess it's been about 10 years now.
Very cool. You caught the singing bug.
Yeah. It hasn't left.
I love it. I'm glad. I'm very glad because we are Humongo fans over here. Just saying.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you.
Anytime. And as you mentioned, Garth Brooks, but who would you say are your other biggest musical influences? Who do you really look
well,
up to?
Well, see, that's actually a really loaded question because I grew up in a household where there's just so many different music influences. I mean, car rides as a kid, there were cassette tapes of you know, people like Elton John, Billy Joel, but there was also, you know, Beethoven, Mozart, the Beatles, John Denver, Johnny Cash. You name it, I've been influenced in some way, shape, or form. I mean, it's all the way across the board.
I love that.
Yeah, now if you're talking country music, I mean, you know, for me, it's definitely, obviously I mentioned before, Garth Brooks, George Strait, you know, a lot of the guys from the 90s, the guys that I grew up watching and listening.
That's so, so cool. Love it. Love it. And I love that you like other genres, too. You know, you keep it fresh. You like all kinds of things. I like that, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, music is music. It's
right.
If it's good, it's good. It doesn't matter what genre it is.
Exactly. Exactly. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the music you have out right now. Tell us a little bit about your music and where everyone can purchase and get it on their iPhones, whatever, everything that starts with an I.
Anything that starts with an I.
Yeah.
Well, my debut album is called American All Star, released at the very end of last year. It's available on iTunes. It's also on CDBaby.com. It's on Rhapsody. It's on Napster. You can also go to the label site that that I made the record with, and that's DavidAndGoliathMusic.com. And you can purchase it there. You can sample it before you buy it, because I know a lot of people want to make sure they like it. But I'm very, very proud of this record. So there's lots of different styles of country music on the record, so there's something really for everybody.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And people are actually going to get to hear some of your stuff right now. How about we play your song, Let Me Know That You're Mine, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. Here we go. If it'll play.
I was like, did I lose the...
Here we go.
Laughing, somebody got a guitar out, so everybody dance.
was Let Me Know That You're Mine by Mark Bray. And I have to say, Mark, this song has such an amazing beat and is very well written. I love it.
Love that song. I love the song. It's, you know, it's funny, Josie, that song almost didn't make the album.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, it wasn't done. We didn't finish writing it. When it was getting down to crunch time, when the record was supposed to come out, there was still two or three songs that were still kind of on the back burner. In fact, this song didn't even have a name. We just called it the picnic song. And, and you know, we sat down, and Dave Simmons, who's the executive producer of the record, and his songwriting partner, a man by the name of Ray McCrory, who wrote much of the material that's on the record, or at least co-wrote a lot of it, he had this idea for, you know, a picnic song, or you know just a good summer, you know, themed song. And I said, well, you know what, we really don't have a good, you know, hard, like, line dancing song. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the three of us all sat down, and that's what came out. And I remember when we finished in the studio, you know, everybody kind of looked at each other and was like, wow, you know, I can't believe this almost didn't get on the CD, because this is probably one of the best tracks on the whole album.
Absolutely. Wow. I love that. And so this song came a long way.
Yeah. It's a great, great song. I'm very proud of that. I mean, it really shows, you know, how we kind of evolved from when we first started the record till songs like Let Me Know That You're Mine, which was actually, I think, might have been the last song we cut for the CD.
Oh, wow. I love that. Love that. That is so, so cool. But I'm glad the song was on the album, just saying.
Oh, me too. You know, people love it. I mean, it's really one of those, you know, fan favorites. And, I mean, I can't blame them. I love the song myself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. This is a good song to crank in your radio on your way to work or something.
Exactly.
Just giving some hints. Mm-hmm. Love it. And also, I want to mention that you have, that you're on some social networking sites so fans can chat with you, and a website.
You
give all those out.
Are you kidding me? I'm everywhere. I'm on, if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Mark Bray Country, all one word, MarkBray Country. If you want to follow me, if you want to find me on Facebook, it's facebook.com/MarkBrayCountry. Reverb Nation, I'm on there too. It's the same thing. ReverbNation.com/MarkBrayCountry. Kind of went with a central theme, Josie. You know, the Mark Bray Country to make it easier for people to find me. And also, I lost my train of thought there. But, the regular website is MarkBrayCountry.com. So you can find me across the board. And I try to be technology-wise and use the smartphone and try and make sure that anytime, you know, someone says something on Facebook, I try to get back to them personally, because, you know, what's the point of having all the social networking if you're not going to be talking to your fans?
Exactly. And I bet the fans appreciate it, too. And it's pretty cool that I love how social networking sites are, because, you know, nowadays you can talk to your fans and stuff. But then when they're able to actually meet you in person, and then you realize, okay, I just met someone that I just met on Facebook. It's like the coolest thing ever.
No, it's, I mean, what's really, really cool, to be honest, is the fact that because of these social networking sites, I'm able to have my music heard by people all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, 10 years ago, when I first got this crazy dream of wanting to do this, you know, that didn't even exist. There was no way outside of, you know, your town anyone was going to know who you were. And now I get people in England, Australia, South America that you know, become my fans and tell me how much they love my music. And, I mean, that's just an incredible thing. And that truly is because of all the social networking sites out there.
Absolutely. There's a lot of, like, Facebook, and everyone can check them out. You know, if you're an independent artist or whatever, there's, like, Facebook pages where you can show your work to around the world. And also there's, like, you know, tons of, like, online radio stations now.
Like groups. No. I mean, that's why I think we came in contact was in one of those Facebook groups that people put together. It truly is the indie artist's best friend.
It really is. It really is. It's such a wonderful thing. And I've been using it to get guests like you, like yourself, and just talented artists. I mean, it works. Works all around. I love it. And on another topic here, because we have a fan of yours in the chat room here called Get the Ball Rollin' in the chat room. I love the name. So they say, so I could tell Mark is a family man from his Facebook, and he has women in his life. Can we get to know about his family and the women in his life? Ooh, family man. Like it.
Ah, sure. Well, I've actually I'm actually the youngest of I've got two other brothers and two other sisters, but all of them are much older than I am, so I kind of grew up as an only child, I guess you could say. You know, they were either, you know, elsewhere or just, you know, grown up. But, you know, my mom and my dad have always been very, very supportive of what I do. In fact, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have the knowledge and love for music that I have. Really, it was the influences, like I said, you know, before the first song at the top of the show. You know, the influences that are on this record come from different styles of music, not just country music, and that is truly a credit to, like, my mom and my dad.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. That was an amazing question, because we get to know a little bit more about you on, like, a personal level, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it. Good question. Get the ball rolling. Kudos. So here's a fun question for you. What's one of the biggest lessons you have learned in the music business that you would pass on to someone, say, you know, someone just getting started in the music business? What would you say?
Wow. I guess the best thing I would say is learn to roll with the punches.
Mm-hmm.
Learn that not everybody is going to like you or your sound. And it's not because they're mean or anything like that. It's because people have different tastes in music. You don't like everything you hear. Not everybody's going to like you. And if you learn to grow a thick skin and to persevere and keep pushing through what you believe, you know, things will happen. And also, I would say the other piece of advice I would give is don't set your goal as one thing. Because if you don't get to that goal, if you have blinders on and you get somewhere else, it could be just as good, but you won't be satisfied with it because it wasn't what you initially wanted to happen. So just, I would say just be grateful for any position that you have, any success that you have, even if it's not originally what you thought you were going to get.
Absolutely. Wow. Amazing, amazing advice for someone. And especially since I'm kind of getting into the music thing as well, I could get those tips were amazing for me. So thank you. It's good for everyone that's, you know, trying to get into music. And what I like to say, especially with your first tip, is, you know, for every one person that doesn't like you, 10 more will. So don't give up. It's all good.
you just have to keep having faith in yourself and surround yourself with people that are good people. And, you know, that's truly the best advice that you can give.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me see here, because I don't want to lose any of these, because there are some fans here that are asking some questions in the chat room. Panda Amanda asks, what is your favorite song that you sing?
Wow. Well, See, there's a difference. There are the songs that I like to sing, like if I'm going to be with the band, and then there's songs that if I'm going out to karaoke later down the street at the bowling alley, I'm going to sing something else. I really, really, and I know that I mentioned Garth a couple of times, and I always end up doing that because, well, I mean, he was my hero when I was a kid, but he did a lot of really bluesy stuff that were on his records that never really got big airplay. And some of those songs are like, you know, kicking and screaming. I love doing those. other stuff that I love singing karaoke, I love to sing Billy Joel, believe it or not. But, I mean, there's just so many different songs. I couldn't even tell you. It's just a lot.
I love that. I love it. I have to say, one of these days, when you're anywhere near Illinois or anything, I have to see you perform live. I have to.
Well, I would love to get out there. I mean, we got a series of concert dates coming up in the Mid-Atlantic area this summer, and I would just encourage everyone to pay attention to Facebook and the different websites, Twitter, for dates and times of shows and things like that. We're really trying to blow the lid off this thing and see how far it'll take us.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, definitely call me up. I'll be the girl. I'll seriously be the girl in, like, the front row with a sign. That's usually me. such a supporter. Let's see here. Alan in the chat room, my funny web designer, asks, how many cowboy hats do you have?
Well, now I have two. And they're actually both the same style and the same make. I used to have a lot more, but, you know, that's when I was younger, and I'd leave them in the car, and they'd get warped. And But I have two really nice ones that I keep in a box.
Very cool.
So I would say two.
Love it. I love the hat that we are featuring on our site.
That's my baby. That's the one when I was 21 years old, I had no business buying with the money that I made at a job that I was making more money than any 21-year-old should be making. And a credit to me blowing all of that money was going and purchasing that hat. But I still have it to this day.
Very cool.
I guess it wasn't that bad of an investment.
No, not at all. See, it's featured on our site. See, that's an amazing hat. It's an amazing hat.
Thank you. Tim McGraw, Resistol. So for anyone who wants to know.
Yes.
Resistol.com,
very cool.
I'm sure.
I love it. So let's see. I want to play your next song here, Someday, and we'll be right back. All right?
Sure.
Awesome. Here we go. Someday.
I can see it in my future, maybe not so far. Me alone on a stage with my guitar. I sing my songs to the crowd, they sing them back to me. Some call it dreaming, well I call it destiny. Someday good enough, well I don't listen, cause I don't care. I have faith, so I believe, and I know that I'll get there. They say, to be somebody, gotta let go of who you are. Well hell, I'm already halfway gone. Someday
Someday by Mark Bray. And I have to mention, Mark, you have a lot of dedicated fans here in the chat room. Jenny J in the chat room says, I dig Forever Again. It's my ringtone and my fave Mark song.
Oh, cool. That's a great tune. As well. I honestly, people ask me all the time, what's my favorite track on the album? And it's really, really hard to answer that question. Every single song is unique and has a special place in my heart. The song that you just played, Someday, is one of the very first songs I ever wrote. I actually wrote that at my first job. My very first job when I was a teenager was Burger King. And I worked in the back drive-through window of Burger King selling Whoppers and Value Meals. And if you ask, you know, my family, they'll tell you I'm quite the dreamer, I guess. And I would find myself in the back window daydreaming quite a lot about, you know, the future and wanting to be a star and this and that. And I actually, the very first hard copy of that song that we just listened to, I actually wrote on receipt paper from the register at Burger King some, 12 years ago maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that song definitely special. But the one that I guess you said, Jenny J?
Yeah, Jenny J.
Jen J, she mentioned Forever Again. That's another great song. That song is another song that's very special to me. So, thank you to her for saying that. I'm glad people are really digging the music.
Absolutely. You have a lot of fans here. And also, Get the Ball Rolling says about Someday, the one we just played, this is a great song, very inspirational.
Well, good. I'm glad people are taking away something from it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Exactly. And there's you have a funny fan here. Get the Ball Rolling says, we don't see a lot on Mark's Facebook page of the lady in his life and her want to know what we're up against.
Well, I mean, I try to be private, I guess, about my relationship. That's why it's kind of not on there very much. But she's a wonderful person. I'm very happy. But sorry, ladies, not on the market.
As long as you're happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I love it. Very, very cool. That's funny. I had to mention it. Never know. And so also, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell
me about? At the moment, we're actually American All-Star is – I mean, we're at the beginning stages of thinking about stuff for – a next album, and actually there's a music video in the works for a song on American All-Star called Country Night, which is the verse track on the CD that should begin on that music video this summer. But right now we're really, really working hard with American All-Star. It's just now starting to get some legs on it. I found out today, actually, the new this week's charts for the Roots Top 50 Pop Country Albums came out, and for the third week in a row, my album American All-Star is number one. So I just found that out right before actually we came on the air, which is kind of cool. So right now we're kind of riding that wave. But other than that, we're just working on getting shows ready and then that music video coming up in a couple of months.
That is so cool. Congrats, and I cannot wait to see that music video. You got to let us... if you can, you have to send it to us or something so we can play it on our pre-show TV on our site.
But the good thing about it being in a couple months, I can get a tan and, you know, hit the gym a little harder before
that's awesome. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be amazing. I know it will be. So let's see. What other fun questions we got for you? So before we get to some fun questions, I want to ask a little bit about some other great things that you're doing or have done. And I understand that you were a DJ for a while. Can you tell us about that?
Ooh. Yeah, actually, back in, 2005, I got a job as a DJ at a nightclub down in South Florida called The Roundup. And The Roundup is one of the largest country western nightclubs in Florida, and that's, I really, my old mentor, a guy by the name of John Lindsay, who's actually now the general manager of the club, his knowledge of music in general is just immense. And his knowledge of country music, where it comes from, aside of being a DJ and as a world champion dancer, really helped influence me to this day when it came to writing this album. A lot of the songs on there are done a certain way to make it easy for people to dance to. But man, that was a great time in my life.
Yeah, I mean,
I got to see a bunch of great acts. You know, when they would come and perform there, I saw Billy Currington there, Jamie Johnson when he very first started before he had the beard. man, you want to talk about cool?
Yeah.
Joe Nichols, Sammy Kershaw. I mean, you name it, we got to see him play live there.
That is awesome. See, being a DJ is where it's at. That's amazing.
And you know what's really sad, Josie? I have no pictures of me with any of those country stars from back then.
Oh,
I have no
goodness.
Idea why. I don't know. Probably because they were making me work up in the DJ booth.
Exactly. You were busy. But that is so cool. I mean, you seriously have done everything. Like, I looked at a list of everything that you've done, and, I mean, you've produced some sports segments and all this other stuff. I mean,
I guess you could say I'm much probably to my mother's chagrin, I'm a bit of a Rolling Stone when it comes to the things I've done for employment. I guess I get bored and I want to tackle something new. And I guess really at the back of my mind, I always knew that this is what I wanted to do. So regardless of how happy I was doing something, it was never really what I wanted. My dream has always been the music.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love that you're really dedicated to the music, but you're also, you know, throwing in some fun things, too. I mean, some sports segments. I mean, that's got to be fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you gotta do it all. I mean, there's no reason to, you know, limit yourself to one thing. You know, I love doing all kinds of different stuff. You mentioned television. I get to work in TV. I've worked in radio. I've done just about anything. Anything you name it, I've done it. I even worked. I sold gym memberships at a gym, for crying out loud. So, I mean, I've done it all.
I love that. I love that. That's so, so cool. And let's see. I want to ask some fun questions. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, so these are some fun questions that I always love to ask. They're just so much fun here. But have you had any on-stage embarrassing moments that you could share with us?
Yes, my very, very, very first show. As soon as you said it, it's the one thing that comes to mind. My very first show, I played at the church carnival at the church that me and my family went to down in Florida. And it was in November, but because it was in South Florida, it was still like 86 degrees out. And I had the flu. So talk about, you know, having a
bad
double
time.
Whammy.
Yeah.
So the show was outside, and I had to have been maybe 19 years old. And we only got to play for an hour, so it was about 10 songs. But, you know, family, friends, everyone's there, and got up on stage. And I was so concerned about the fact that my throat was hurting. I had Vicks vapor rub on my chest. I mean, I was so concerned about being sick that I forgot some of the songs I was singing.
Oh,
and we got through the first verse of a particular song, and I think it was Rodeo. And right when the second verse was supposed to start, I stopped. I just stopped. And everyone's looking at me. And I look over, and my buddy Romney, the guitarist, is looking over at me like, you know, any time now, Bray. You know, if you're gonna... And I froze. And the only thing I could do is I just looked at everyone out there, and I said, you know what? I forgot the words of the song. I'm sorry. We're going to start this thing over. And then everybody laughed and kind of let the tension out and went from there. But yeah, that would have to be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened.
Oh, well, not too bad. We've heard some really, really crazy, crazy things. And, I mean, especially if it's a live performance, you never know it could happen live.
Well, I haven't had a wardrobe malfunction or anything, that, you know, going to knock on wood for that one. So
right.
Hopefully, that's the worst thing that happens to me in my career. I'll be happy.
Whew, yes, absolutely. And let's see here. We're running out of time, but really quick, another fun question. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
Gosh. Well, I mean, I love sports. One of the things that I love to do, as you mentioned, I, I, I still am very involved in broadcasting. I freelance for a company called POD Productions, and we do all the play-by-play and TV work for a company called Maryland Championship Wrestling, which is a pro wrestling company. And I mean, I've been a fan of that stuff since I was a little boy, so, you know, that's fun for me. But, God, you know, like everybody else, I like hanging out with family, friends, and stuff like that.
Love it. Always, always important. And before I let you go here, the Western Artist says, Mark's a cool guy, voice and attitude of a star. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. I know we're running out of time, but I just wanted to say one thing.
Oh, yeah.
I've been nominated for three Independent Country Music Association awards this year. Best Male Artist, Album of the Year for American All-Star, and Song of the Year for a song called Then I Wake Up. And there's been a fan voting going on all month for the month of April. And if anybody listening wants to go, and I'm going to have to do a plug, sorry.
No problem.
If anybody wants to go and vote, we're kind of behind in the polls. And there's about 2-3 days left in voting. It goes until the 30th. They can go to the website. It's icmanet.com. That's icmanet.com/voting/fanvoting.php. And if anybody wants to, and if there's any fans in the chat room that want to post that link in there, that would be awesome. But I could really use your vote.
Absolutely. You have my vote. And, that's what the show is about, promoting you. So congratulations, Mark Bray, and we are voting for you, and actually everyone already is starting to vote for you.
Good.
From the chat
room. Awesome. And also, I got to thank you. If it wasn't for, broadcasters like you and DJs and playing and taking time to play good indie country music, you know, our voices would never be heard. And also the fans, all the fans in America, the fans across the Atlantic and in Europe, folks in Australia, South America, you guys are the reason that I do this. And there would be no Mark Bray if it wasn't for the support of all the great fans out there.
Love it. Big applause to the fans out there. And it was my pleasure to have you on the show and getting to chat with you and get to know you a little bit better. And you have to come on the show next time, anytime. Just call in.
Anytime. You let me know. I'm there.
Awesome. Sounds amazing. You are awesome. And we will actually talk to you soon.
Awesome. Hey, Josie, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been a pleasure.
Anytime. It was my pleasure. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Have a good night. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Love it. That was Mark Bray. He's amazing. But do not go away because we actually have an amazing guest. So all of you in the chat room, stay because you guys are going to love this next artist. We always have the best here on The Josie Show. So let's see. Our next guest has arrived. He actually is here. We've been running a little bit behind, but I'm so excited because we have the very talented Rod Richmond on the show. Yeah. Hello, Rod. How are you?
Welcome. That was great. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for waiting. I apologize.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
Well, we are going to have fun, so it was worth it, I promise. We're going to have so much fun, and I'm just so beyond excited to talk with you. It'll be awesome.
Oh, I appreciate it. Hey, Mark's a great guy. I love his music. That was fantastic.
Yeah, isn't he great? Well, that's awesome, and I'm very, very excited to get to know you a little bit better. So to start off here, so you started singing and playing the guitar at a very young age. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, my first guitar I got when I was 5. Never stuck with it, I guess. But, you know, I pick it up for a little while and put it down and pick it up and put it down. And all my influences go back to, you know, old country, Hank Williams and Johnny Cash and back in that era. And so I kind of grew up with country music in my blood. Even going to school, you know, I think I was probably the only one. It's a pretty small school, so that doesn't say much, but probably the only one that was really deeply rooted in country music. And it's stuck with me ever since. I still have that little guitar I got when I was 5, and I've gotten, I don't know, a dozen since then, I suppose. And I keep learning new stuff all the time.
How cool. I love that you're constantly, you know, putting out music for us fans, and you're very dedicated. We like that here. You're amazing.
Appreciate that. And, you know, I got to say the same. It goes both ways. I appreciate people asking for me, for my music, or for, you know, new stuff, stay in tune, saying, hey, what do you got now? What are you working on? And it's really, really neat to be able to share those stories with people. And then, of course, to be rewarded when they really connect with my music.
Oh, absolutely. And there's some fans here in the chat room here for you. And they... Amason, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Amason says, Rod has a great radio voice. It's true. You do.
Well, very much. I appreciate that. I guess I've been accused at times of being a bit of a ham, so it's nice to have people notice that.
Yes, you're awesome. And so who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really, really look up to?
Johnny Cash and Elvis.
The great.
Don't even have to think about it. Those two, growing up, all the music they put on. Johnny Cash, because he's such a great storyteller, and Elvis, just because he is such an incredible entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. I agree with that. Definitely. The greats. That's what we call them here. Love them.
I certainly are.
And also, a little bit like on a personal level here, I also read that you were also in the military. How did that experience influence you and your music?
That's a great question. Most of my musical career is connected to the military in some way. I wrote my first song while I was in the military. All my shows now are, I play some of my military music in that. My first record called Star in the Window was written around that song, Star in the Window, which is written about a banner, a service banner that military families hang in their windows when they have somebody deployed. And I guess I've also done a whole bunch of things. And much of it around the military, around their families, and I've seen the things that they go through. And it's just, it's stories that you don't always get to hear. And so we try to make sure that part of our story, part of what we tell is about my experience in the military and what we've had an opportunity to see.
Wow. And I have to thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. I was fortunate, I have to say. I think the toughest duty I ever spent was World Trade Center when I was in the National Guard up there in New York. But so many people have been deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan just time and time and time again. And I can't thank them and their families enough for all they do.
Right, absolutely. Hats off. Love it. And also, we're getting actually ready to play some of your songs here, but I have seen some stuff in the chat room that I want to mention. Amason says, I have both of your CDs. Cool.
Oh, we had a wonderful reception to both CDs. Actually, we recorded my first record. I recorded down at Cupid Records here in Nashville a few years ago. That's called Star in the Window. We dedicated that to the American Gold Star mothers. They've lost children in the military. And just an incredible response to that record. That was about 4 or 5 years ago. And now my new record, Living in the USA, we put out December 19th. And so far, that thing has just gone like crazy. It's up on our website at www.redwhiteandbluerecords.com. And I've had all kinds of people from all over the world order that record or get the downloads off of, you know, the digital outlets. So I wrote all the material on both records. We play, you know, most of the music at our shows pretty regularly. And they've done real well. We released a single off of Living in the USA, February 13th. That's my You Don't Know Jack song. And then we got another one for release right around Memorial Day. That'll be Living in the USA.
Oh, I love it. And actually, that was a really, really good segue because we are getting ready to play You Don't Know Jack right now. And we'll be right back, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. You Don't Know Jack by Rod Richman. Here we go.
party with my new girlfriend. It was right downtown at the Holiday Inn. I walked in the door, and to my surprise, they were all dressed up with suits and ties. Well, I ain't one to judge no one, and I just came here to have some fun. So I went to the bar and ordered a drink. Whiskey was all I could drink. Some guy in the back gave me a stare and said, son, this here's a private affair. And I could tell he didn't have no coos, sipping on his pink vermouth. Well, I was three shots in and feeling tough, and he kept it up, and I had enough. I said, I see you staring at my boots and jeans, man, you don't know me. And you don't know Jack, and you don't know Jim, and you don't know Johnny Walker, Red, or his next kin. You think you're above all the things I love. Don't talk no smack, cause you got the facts, cause you don't know Jack. About that time my girl walked in, she looked at me with a sideways grin. She could see where this whole thing was going, a crowd had already started growing. When the maitre d' with a turned up nose come charging in, what do you suppose? In the blink of an eye, before I could stand, she got his face and talked to the hand. And you don't know Jack, and you don't know Jim. You don't know Johnny Walker, Red, or his next of kin. You think you're above all the things I love. Don't talk no smack, but you got the facts, cause you don't know Jack. Judge a book by the cover. If you don't know Jack, and you don't know Jim, if you don't know Johnny Walker, Red, or his next of kin, you think you're above all the things I love. Don't talk no smack, but you got the facts, cause you don't know Jack. You don't know Jack, you don't know Jim, you don't know Johnny Walker, Red, and all his friends. Just show some love and throw down the glove. Don't talk no smack, but you got the facts, cause you don't know Jack. You don't know Jack.
And that was You Don't Know Jack by Rad Richmond.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! And that was
yeah,
the
that's
producer
a-
screaming.
That's a step out for me. I'm a little more traditional, but that song I beat that hook around for a long, long time. You don't know Jack, you don't know Jim, you don't know Johnny Walker Red, and tried to come up with a way to put that into a song, and that's what we came up with. And for weeks we labored over what songs to put on the record, and we finally decided to record that one. And I'm glad I did. That's my current single, and it's doing very well. It's number 23 on Indie World and number 27 on Independent Music Network. So it's I think people have connected with it.
Absolutely, they are. And you are having really, really great responses with this song. Amazon in the chat room says it's a toe-tapper. it's true.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yes, and Panda Amanda in the chat room says, awesome song. Yes.
Hey, all right. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate that. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, yes, they totally did. Oh, and the Western artist says, you got a new like on your fan page on Facebook.
Oh, hey, thanks very much, Western artist. That's awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
We're shooting a video for that on Sunday. I'm really looking forward to that. We're real excited. We've got the cast together, and the production company is going to be down here early. And so very soon we'll have the You Don't Know Jack video out.
Oh, my goodness. And then you have to let us know so we can promote the goodness out of it.
All right. I certainly will.
Awesome. Awesome. We could put it on our little Josie Show TV thing and as a pre-show video. It'll be awesome.
Hey, that'll be awesome. I'll be looking forward to getting that out to you. It won't be long. It's
cool.
We've been about 4 months in the process of putting the storyboards together, getting the cast together, and finally going to get it done.
Nice. Get it done. Love it. Very, very cool. And a fun question for you. How would you describe your music in 3 words?
Classic country storytelling.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I guess that's close. I'm more of a storyteller than I am much of anything else, and that's what I grew up on. So classic.
Right.
I think the storytelling part. I try to vary from the classic country, you know, specifically. But I think it's like you would. If you go back 40, 50 years in country music, they told stories back then with music, and I try to do the same thing now.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly why I love your songs, is because I love the songs that, you know, have a meaning and have some story behind them and are relatable all in one, and that's what you got going on.
Great. <Sorry. that.
laughs> Yes, yes. And so are you currently working on any other projects? Are you writing or all that fun stuff?
Yeah, in fact, it seems like it never ends. Of course, we're working on the video. We're putting together my summer tour. I think most of the tour is going to be in the Gulf Coast around Mississippi and Georgia and Texas and in that part of the world. But the real exciting news is my Show Your Colors tour, which is really taken off. It's a tour that's designed to be around military bases. I have a couple other artists. I have a choice of some other artists that'll be going with me. And this tour is going to be a fundraiser and designed to develop awareness for 2 great organizations, the American Gold Star Mothers and the Adopt a U.S. Soldier organization. And the way it works is we're going to go to facilities, to businesses near military installations, hang up little stars in all of the sponsors' businesses. And these stars are going to have information about the Adopt a U.S. Soldier organization and the Gold Star Mothers. And then if people take down a star, they have all that information. They can go online, adopt a U.S. soldier, where they can send care packages and letters and let the guys and gals know overseas that we're thinking about them. And then they bring the star to the event, and any money we make at the event will go to the American Gold Star Mothers. So our first one's scheduled in June, I think, June 13th. So that's going to kick off my Show Your Colors tour. That's very exciting.
That is exciting. That's amazing. So people can go there. I mean, a great, great show, of course, but also giving back and to something that's so, so important. So, I mean, it's a 2-in-1 deal. It's perfect.
Absolutely. It's the most important thing that we do with our music, I think, is giving something back to the people that help keep us out there doing it.
Right. I agree. Perfect, perfect. So that's definitely something that everyone can go check out and stuff. And it's probably on your site and all that fun stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we keep my website, www.redwhiteandbluerecords.com, has all my show dates coming up. It's got a couple of videos that we've done in the past up there, and we try to keep it pretty current so people know where we're going to be, where they can get our music, and what's going on.
Awesome. So that's the site to go for all Rob Richmond. Check it out. And after the show, we're going to post links. We usually post links from our guests that night, so we'll post all of your links, easy access, so everyone can check it out, and hopefully in their area they can come and check you out. That'd be awesome.
Hey, that'll be great. We look forward to it. I love getting out with people and playing music and having a good time.
Absolutely. Who doesn't? It's very fun. So let's see. Let's play your next song, Living in the USA, and we will be right back. Here we go.
Cornfield, dirt road, that's what I know. Hard work, hot sun, getting that hay done. Church on Sunday, work on Monday. That's how I get my pay. I'm living in the USA. Stars and stripes, black and white. One nation under God.
fight.
Mom and I, every day is Independence Day. Living in the USA.
Paying those taxes, price on gas is way too high. Just one of those things. East Coast, West Coast, down South, big road. People getting through their day. They're living in the USA.
Stars and stripes, black and white.
One nation under God.
Apple pie,
mom and I. Every day is Independence Day.
Every year at the end of May,
going to the big parade.
Stars and stripes, black and white.
One nation under God.
Apple pie,
mom and I. Every day is Independence Day.
Was Living in the USA by Rad Richman. And also, there is a question in here that I want to ask. Amazon asks, oh, goodness, where is it? It went all the way back up. Oh, goodness. sorry about that. Where are you shooting your video, your new video? Are you able to tell us that? Or
Actually, we've got a site down in Nashville. It's at the Commodore Lounge. It's at the Holiday Inn Select down in Nashville. It's one of the busiest, most respected writers' venues in Nashville, right up there with the Bluebird. Debbie Champion hosts a writer's night in there almost every night of the week. Has some of the best writers in Nashville come and play. And when I played that song down there, I went to a party with my new girlfriend right downtown at the Holiday Inn. She just got a big kick out of it. I thought, what better place to shoot the video for this than down there? So it's going to be at the Commodore Lounge, Holiday Inn Select, Nashville.
Oh, that's so, so cool. Love it, love it. And good questions. And if there's any other questions in the chat room, I'd love to ask them. I love asking fan questions. A lot of fun.
Put me in a seat sometimes, so there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mind being in the hot seat, so.
Good, because we actually have some fun questions for you. Nothing too serious, I promise. So here's a funny question that was actually a question that fans would always ask me to ask, and I was like, okay, I'll just make it a permanent question. But what is the craziest thing that you have ever been asked to autograph by a fan? Have you had to autograph anything crazy or interesting?
Crazy stuff. Oh, they always bring guitars and pictures and T-shirts, crazy stuff. I can't think of anything really crazy. A balloon one time. I had to autograph a balloon that they had brought in.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I love
so I guess you never know, but I can't really think of anything that was really, really crazy that somebody's asked me to autograph.
Well, you have some dedicated fans here. I mean, signing a balloon, that's serious, you know.
Yeah. My fans are just the greatest people in the world. They really are.
Yeah.
There for me when I put a new song out, or if I get involved with a project. We've done all kinds of benefits and projects where we've reached out to help people, and they're always been there for me and for the folks that we've reached out to.
Mm-hmm. Kudos to the fans. I mean, in the chat room, people are saying they bought both of your albums and all that other stuff. So you definitely have some good fans there.
They're the greatest. They really are.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me see. What other fun questions do I have up my sleeve? Have you ever had any, on stage embarrassing moments?
Yeah, I heard you ask that question earlier. I had to think back. We were doing a show one night. Before I moved to Nashville, I played about four shows a week. And so we were just constantly out and going. And luckily my band, I love having great musicians. They just know what to do and how to be there. No matter what I'm doing, they keep me straight. So we did my cover songs that we do in our shows are a mix of country and southern rock and classic rock and blues, and then of course my stuff as well. So one night we did two songs back to back that are kind of similar. I think it was Honky Tonk Woman and Keep Your Hands to Yourself, and I always treated those songs pretty similarly. So we played one song, I don't remember if it was Honky Tonk Woman or what it was, and then the next one came up and the boys saw it on the list and they started playing it, and they were playing the right song and I started singing the wrong one. And I got, I don't know, two-thirds of the way through the song, and it suddenly occurred to me, wait a minute, I just played this song and realized that I was singing the wrong song. The band knew exactly what I did, and they were back there cracking up, and I don't think anybody else in the house knew what was going on. But that was kind of a funny, embarrassing moment.
That's a tension breaker. That's a good way to make everyone laugh and feel a little bit more comfortable. You're human. Mistakes happen.
Oh, I love those. That's what I like about live music anyways, is all those magic moments that you just can't get out of the studio.
Right. Exactly. I bet nobody noticed. It's all good.
Yeah. I'll work out in the end, luckily.
Yes. Very, very cool. I love that question. So let's see. Another question in the chat room. Tina Marie, what is Rob's favorite song to perform that really just gets the crowd going?
I think it's my You Don't Know Jack song. I think people get into it. They start singing along almost right from the beginning. So we have a lot of them. And I do, I get out in the crowd. When I play shows, I try to get off stage, get out in the crowd, and do make sure that people can sing along and hoot and holler and carry on. So they do that with a lot of different songs. But I think You Don't Know Jack is my favorite one to play live.
Absolutely. My producer actually is giving me a thumbs up right now. She completely agrees. I mean, she she loves that song. She even screamed during it on the show a little earlier when we played it. She's a big fan of that song. That is a good
song.
Well,
thank you very much. Tell her I said thank you very much.
Yes, definitely. She's all happy now that you mentioned her. Love it. Let's see here in the chat room. Reba Fan for Forever asks, have you ever met Reba McEntire?
No, we actually were in contention to open a big show for her last summer. It looked like we were going to actually put it to a fan vote. We won the fan vote, but we didn't get the job. So not sure what happened, but that's as close as I got. Now, her house is just down the road from where I used to live. She's got a really great, great house over on the Cumberland River just a little ways from, it's about an hour from where I live now, but she was only about 15 minutes from where I lived then.
Very cool. Well, now we got to start a petition to get you to perform with her or something, because that would be really cool.
Oh, yeah. She's just an incredible entertainer. It would be a real honor to get to play a show with her.
All right, well, let's get the petition started, Reba Fan for Forever. Let's do this thing. Very cool. Let's see here. Let's play your next song, I Want to Do It Again, and we will be right back.
All right.
All right, here we go.
I've been loving angels like the devil tonight. We had a hugging party out underneath the moonlight with a girl on the go. Let my heart in. I kissed her once, it felt so good.
it again. I wanna do it again. It felt so nice. I wanna do it again. Revisit paradise. The taste of her lips gives my mind a spin. I kissed her once, it felt so good. I wanna do it again. She's a free spirit, making love for fun. She's the kind of girl, likes to kiss and run. With some naughty stargazing, some loving to win. I held her once, it felt so good. I wanna do it again. I wanna do it again. It felt so nice. I wanna do it again. Revisit paradise. The taste of her lips, the taste of her lips, gives my mind a spin. I kissed her once, it felt so good. I wanna do it again. It's become a habit. I'm like that crazy rabbit. I'll quit, but I don't know when. She's got that special style.
In the chat room are wondering where your accent comes from.
That's a great question. I've said this every time I get that question. No matter where I go, I don't fit in. I'm originally from northern New York, way up north, about an hour north of Syracuse. I grew up hunting, fishing, trapping on the Great Lakes in a tiny little farm town. And then I went in the Army, and I went everywhere. And I think I adopted just a tiny little bit of accent from every place I've ever been. So no matter where I go, they say, hey, where's that accent from? And I don't know. It's just a melting pot of accents from all over this country and all of the other countries I was in. While I was in the military, I shot on the international shooting team. And I went to, you know, other countries, all places all over the United States, and just picked up little pieces from everybody I met, I think.
I love the accent. Very cool.
Thank you.
Anytime. And Amazon in the chat room says, I think that Rod's song, Can't Turn the Wine, would be a great duet for Rod and Reba. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be all for that. That's a great, that'd be a great challenge. I can't imagine doing a duet with Reba. But that's the song off my first record that I wrote with my wife, Can't Turn the Wine Back into Water. And then I recorded it in the studio. And in those days, I was commuting to Nashville. So we would drive 16 hours, get down here, and then be tied up in the studio for 2 or 3 or 4 days, just straight 12, 14, 16, 18-hour days. And we finished one night, doing some tracking for some songs on the record, and when I was headed back in the truck, I was listening to the track, and I thought, you know, that's a duet song. So I recorded it, and I also did a duet on there, a male-female duet, and it really took shape. And I genuinely think it would. We've long hoped to pitch it to artists like Reba, George Strait, Alan Jackson, Dolly Parton, folks in that with that kind of music, and I think it'd be great for them.
That would be a really, really great idea. Definitely should do that. I think so.
Yeah. We'll keep after them. Maybe we'll get a chance. I missed an opportunity. I was in Dolly Parton's last video, and I had hoped to have an opportunity to pitch her a couple songs, but it was freezing. And when the video was over, everybody split. So that was that. Never got the chance.
Oh, goodness. Crazy. Dang weather. Well, you will definitely have the chance because you are going somewhere. I mean, you're super, super talented and amazing, and I need to see you perform one of these days. Just saying.
Hey, I'm all for that. We're going to be all over. I'll be in Toronto this month. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. In May, or I guess, I don't know, May or June. Going to be down in Georgia at the end of May. I got a show up in Kentucky sometime in June. So we're putting a summer tour schedule together, so we'll be all over the place. I'll be back in New York, northern New York, December 31st for a big New Year's show up there.
Very cool.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I meant to do this. I didn't give kudos. Ooh. That last song you played, I want to do it again. I wrote with Roy August. Roy is a Nashville songwriter, great, great guy, and a talented individual. And I always give him props for his smash hit from years ago, Setting Fancy Free, that the Oak Ridge Boys recorded. So Roy was good enough to write with me, and he's got a couple of songs that we co-wrote together on my new album.
Wow, kudos to him. Two great songwriters, and that is what you get.
Oh, that's it. Two heads are better than one, I think.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And here's kind of just a random thing, just a random question that just popped in my head. Because I actually recently, well, not recently, but, you know, a little, maybe a month or so, I actually was in a recording studio for the very first time to record my debut single. And I was actually wondering how your first recording session was the first time you got in there, because I was nervous and just, it was crazy.
Scared out of my mind. And amazed at the same time. The first session was down at Cupid Records in Nashville. Some world-class musicians, some of the best in the world. And I came down there with my really lousy guitar vocal demos that I had done in my own studio. And I played them for the band, and they started writing these hieroglyphics, Nashville notation. And I thought, what in the world is that thing? And then they went in their booths, and they played my song. I thought, wow, that is incredible. I was almost too scared to tell them when things were going where I didn't want to go. It was really an amazing time, and it's only gotten better since then.
Oh, that is so, so cool. Yeah, I'm hoping the next time I'm not as nervous. But you're right. You're just like, I was super nervous, but in the other token, it's like really cool. Like, I've always wanted to see like how they put it together and how they mix it and all that other fun stuff and the board and then the thing. I thought it was so cool.
Intimidating. The engineer that mixed my stuff was mixed all of Conway Twitty stuff for many years with Jimmy Bowen until he started working with Hank Jr. And, I mean, the stories these guys tell, the folks that they have worked with, the people that have stood on that spot. The grand piano was Ronnie Millsap recorded on regularly. So just being in the same room where these guys, all the guys that I look up to at Ben, was really, really intimidating.
Oh, that's insane, but very, very, very cool. Love it.
Yeah.
That was just a question that I just popped in my head. Love it.
In fact, I can relate. I'm sure that coming into the studio the first time and just hearing what can be done it's impressive.
It really is. It really is. It was a lot of fun. It took a while, but that's probably because I'm a perfectionist and I'm like, okay, wait, I can get it. I can do this again. But yeah, it was really cool.
I can relate. It took me a long time to get some of the parts that I wanted down. So, well, that's exciting for you. When is your single coming out now?
We're actually going to debut my single for the first time. It's Teenage Girl. That's the title. And it's going to debut the first time on my show on May 4th, next Friday.
I don't think I'm going to be any. As long as I'm not out playing somewhere, I'll definitely listen in for it. Teenage Girl.
Awesome. That would be so cool. And call me if you can. Ooh. Yeah,
that'll be great.
yes, absolutely. We're going to have a lot of my past guests there to call in and stuff. So please pop in if you're able to.
We'll put it on the calendar for May 4th.
Very, very cool. So let's see, some more fun questions for you. So what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Any hobbies or fun stuff?
Yeah, well, I shoot competitively. That's something that's kind of dragged since I moved to Nashville. I moved to Nashville 2 years ago, and I've always shot competitively. I've been up to Camp Perry, Ohio, and shot in the big national championships up there. And so I hope to get back into that. And we just got a boat. It's been a couple of years since we've had a boat. So we've been out on the boat the last couple of weeks. Doing some fishing, learning the lakes around here, which are quite different than Lake Ontario. So hunting and fishing, I'm a country boy. That's thing.
Very, very cool. I've always wanted to like go in a boat. I've always wanted to, but my parents are like, they do not like water. So one of these days, I'm gonna have to.
Oh, I grew up. Fishing, trapping, duck hunting, and my family's always been out on the lake. We were right on the shore of Lake Ontario. My grandfather actually drowned in a boat fire out there years before I was born even. We still are pretty undeterred by the water, but that's been my life for as long as I can remember.
Wow. Very, very, very cool. Love it. So also another fun question that I usually love to ask is if you weren't, you know, doing music and, doing everything that you're doing, what do you think you would love to do as, like, another career if you weren't working on music?
God, I can't imagine not doing music. it's just such a big part of what I do, but I can't even guess. I've done almost everything. I've been a diesel mechanic. Of course, I was in the Army. Truck driver. I can build houses. I guess I'd probably be doing one of those. And I work in the medical field now as my full-time job. So I guess I'd just be doing those things.
Wow, you do it all. Very cool.
I got a lot to write about. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, cool. And I will be reading that. Very cool. Love it. Let's see here. What's some other questions? Do-do-do-do-do. Looking. I'm checking the chat room. We didn't miss anything. Let's see here. What is your favorite vacation spot that you were able to travel to while performing or something? Where is your favorite?
It's funny. I live there now. It was Nashville. For 20-odd years, I worked almost two, three jobs almost every day and never took vacations. So 6 or 7 years ago, things slowed down a little bit, and we traveled to Nashville. We were here for 5 or 6 days, went to Fanfare, and then went to Memphis, and I really enjoyed Memphis. Went to Sun Studios, where Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Elvis and Jerry Lee recorded, and then over on Beale Street, and then, of course, Graceland and all that. So I really loved Memphis. And then over to East Tennessee and stayed with some family over there. So, but my favorite vacation spot, even now, even though I live right here, is still Nashville.
Yeah, I've been to Nashville like a few times, and it's so funny because it's really, really funny because like every single person there, I mean, even someone that works at a store or, you know, at a restaurant, all of them like have music attached to them somewhere. I mean, there's either a songwriter or wherever you go. It's really neat, very talented.
It's just crazy when you bump into somebody at the store and it's, you know, it's so-and-so's. Tim McGraw's drummer is right here in town. The writers that I write with, you bump into them, so oh yeah, I wrote that song, you know. Or they have, I mean, the stories are just incredible. the people here, all in one way or the other involved in music.
Oh, it's just so cool. Very, very talented place. If you like music, if you like country music, just that's the place to go to, basically.
Place, yep.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, oh, let's see here. The Western Artist says, you could tell Mr. Richmond that his service to our great country is much appreciated. Woo.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you for saying that, and I'll say the same for all of our folks that are out there serving, especially right now on their fourth and fifth tour.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's see here. What else do we got here? Oh, here's some funny questions in the chat room. They're all coming out now. What do you prefer, riding a mechanical bull or a real bull?
Well, I never rode a bull. I've been pushed around the barn, I can't tell you how many times, by cows. I rode a mechanical bull about two times, and I've been thrown off of some pretty good horses. So I think probably now I'm smarter and would stick to the mechanical bull and keep it turned down. Because the real ones really be, they can really light you up.
Oh, yes. That is funny. Good questions. Oh, here's another one. Football or wrestling, which would you rather do?
Which would I rather
football.
Do? Oh,
yes,
my God.
Football or wrestling?
Football. Football. There's some strategy there and some guys that got my back, I hope. When you're wrestling, you're on your own. It's you and your opponent and the mat, and that's it. So I guess I'm kind of a team player in that regard. I'd like to have people have my back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, goodness, there's a crazy another question. Would you eat pickled pig's feet?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I've tried it all. I'm adventurous. Of course, you know, spending time in all the various places that I've been, you sort of get an opportunity to try almost everything. And I grew up in a tiny little farm town, so we I hunted and fished. I've eaten just about every North American game animal you can imagine, including possum and crow and all those things. So I'll try just about anything at least once.
Cool. Well, very good question then. At first I was like, whoa. Very cool. But it looks actually like we're running out of time here, if there's any last questions. But thank you so much, Rob, for coming on the show and chatting with me. I had so much fun talking to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show. I appreciate you playing my music. I look forward to hearing your single, Teenage Girl.
Thank you. Thank you. And it was my pleasure to be able to chat with such a talent like yourself. And you can come back any time when you have some new stuff out that we could promote. We'd love to be the first ones to help you out.
Very much. I just wrote a brand new blues song the other day, and I'll probably put that on my next record. I'll have there's going to be a third record in the middle, which is going to be a combination of all of my patriotic and military music. And then we're already starting to write material for the fourth record. So a lot of big stuff coming up.
Can't wait. I cannot wait. Congratulations, especially with everything that you're doing. And you're just amazing. And still, everything that you're doing, you're still just so down to earth and humble. And we appreciate everything that you do for your fans. And it was a blast talking with you.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate you having me on. Appreciated talking with you. Tell everybody to go to my website, www.redwhiteandbluerecords, and get a copy of my records if they want, or just stay in tune and stay in touch and see where we're going to be.
Absolutely. We're going to post all of those links. Don't you worry. Fans, just click away. And thank you so much. And have a great rest of your night and weekend, and have fun.
Very much, and the same for you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Awesome. That was Rod Richmond, everyone. Woo. Okay. Sound effects, Aaron. You're crazy. Love it. But didn't we have some just two talented, amazing country guys on the show tonight? I mean, super, super talented. I love them both. They're amazing, super, super talented, and I'm going to post the links, as mentioned, of both of our wonderful guests, Mark Bray and Rob Richmond, so we will totally get all of that out there. I'm now going to share with you guys some upcoming guest shows, here on the Josie Show. First, on May 4th, next Friday night, we have a very, very special show. As I mentioned, it is my debut single premiere party right here on the Josie Show. My single is titled Teenage Girl, and we will be playing it for the first time that night, and I am beyond excited to have you guys hear it. I had so much fun recording it, so I hope you guys have fun listening to it, and I appreciate it. I love it. I love the support I'm already getting. So thank you guys so, so much. You don't know how much I appreciate it and behind the scenes appreciate it. Thank you guys so, so much. So that's going to be on May 4th. Tune in, and I'll have a lot of former guests calling in to say hi, and I'll get to ask them what they've been doing since the last time we've talked. So it's going to be a really fun show. It's going to be a wild show because I have no idea who is going to call in. My behind-the-scenes people are actually going to keep me in the dark, like they always do, for their own enjoyment. and that's my producer chuckling at my non-knowing. but it's going to be really fun because I am sure there's going to be some great, great callers. so that's going to be exciting. I cannot wait. It's going to be a great surprise. So that's going to be a huge party. May 4th, remember. And also on May 11th, we have Vassy, V-A-S-S-Y, and Trent Davis, and Bo Walton. We rescheduled Bo Walton. I promised we would. But yes, three wonderful guests on May 11th, Vassy, Trent Davis, and Bo Walton. And on May 18th, we have actress and model Deanna Clark and actor Chance Harlem Jr. And on May 25th, we have Danielle Bergeau. And we're actually in the process of confirming a bunch more bookings. So keep checking out the homepage of our site, josieshow.com, to see the many upcoming artists we will be featuring each week. There's more ands. We are currently booking for June, so if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the contacts tab on our site, josieshow.com, and send us a message. Any suggestions you have that you would love to have this guest or so-and-so on the show, we'd love it. We take all genres of music, all genres, actors, actresses, producers, everyone, I mean, bull riders, just anyone, you name it, we don't care, we just want to promote. And also, these are some things that I really, really want to mention. I want to tell you guys about something here at the Josie Show that we have. We make it easy. All you have to do is call our 24-hour contact line, call us, leave a message, or record something amazing that we could play on the air. If you're not going to be on the show, be able to listen live on that show that day, but you have a really amazing question for the guest that night, we would love to play your question, and you'll get to answer it. The guest will be able to answer it, and you'll be able to listen back to it and be like, okay, they just asked my question and said my name. So, yes. Very cool. The number to that is 224-208-8315. 224-208-8315. I'm also, there's a lot of stuff that I want to mention. You can join our forums. And also in the forums, we have an arcade. We have some fun stuff there. And also, please, please sign up for our new newsletter. So, all you have to do is sign up for the newsletter, and then you will get all the information sent to you, your email, I believe. And also, we've added many new items to our store, so check that out and scroll all the way to the bottom of the store page, and you'll find some fun jewelry with my face on it and some other fun stuff, and it's awesome. And also, on May 4th, my CD in hard copy and download will be available here on josieshow.com site, as well as my music site, JosiePassantino.com, Josie, J-O-S-I-E, Passantino, P-A-S-S-A-N-T-I-N-O.com. There'll also be some fun packages available as well, so stay tuned May 4th. And remember, after a show, it gets archived and is saved forever and ever at our archives tab on the top of our site, josieshow.com, also on YouTube, iTunes, and Zoom. Also check out our Facebook and Twitter pages, trying to talk as fast as possible so we don't get cut off. But yes, Facebook, you just type in Josie, the Josie Show, and we should pop up immediately. And Twitter.com/Josie Show, you can follow us and all that fun stuff. And if you would like to advertise on radio for an incredible price, we are going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal. So all you have to do is email our producer at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. for all the details. Now to close us off on the show here. Oh, do we have to mention our sponsors? Should we do that or no? No, we don't have to do that anymore. All right, cool. We don't need to do that. All right, awesome. I just want to make sure that I got everything here. So, yes, I don't want to miss anything. I love to promote. Okay, so then also to close us out tonight, we're going to play Mark Bray, Then I Wake Up. Mark Bray, Then I Wake Up. Right now. Good night, everyone. Be safe. Have fun. Talk to you guys next time, May 4th. Love you guys. Bye.
Every night I go to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, and then I wonder if I'd be better off without you. There was a time our love was real, we had a bond as strong as steel. Those days are over, and all that's left are memories. Running through a field of flowers, oh, dancing on a ballroom floor, lying on the beach of a tropical island, with you by my side. I look at you, you look at me, I kiss your lips and you kiss me. Whoa, you say I love you, so do I, then I wake up. Think they're gonna change, but over time love slips away and the ditch becomes a grave. It's only dreaming that resurrects what used to be. Well, I remember the good times. Tropical.